Let us read 10 times Durood Sharif before we start. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. All of us, we faced the Qibla and we made our Salat. In other words, we faced the direction of the Kaaba Sharif and we made our Salat. Even if a single person from this congregation or any other congregation in the world where Salat of Isha took place or any other Salat took place, has to dispute, he has to say that I do not want to make my Salat towards the Kaaba Sharif, I do not want to make my Salat towards the Qibla, I will make my Salat in another direction. Then, even if a person does not have very much knowledge of Sunnah and Sharia and Deen, but he will say that there is something seriously wrong with this person. Either he is mad, insane, pagal, majnoon, or this person is not a believer in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, some people misunderstand that hadith of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam says that if you see a person facing the Qibla and making Salat, then do not declare him as a disbeliever. If you see a person making namaz towards the Qibla, then you must not declare him a disbeliever as having committed kufr. So the Qadianis and anybody else who does not believe in lots of things about the Quran and Sunnah, although they claim that there is another Nabi that came after Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but they quote this hadith that we pray towards the Qibla, therefore we should be declared as Muslims. So that's a misunderstanding of that hadith. What that hadith sharif means is that if you have to go somewhere, you don't know the person, you see that person facing towards the Qibla and making Salat, so you must not go and bother to find out what is his Aqidah, what does he believe in and he doesn't believe in. He's making his salat towards the Qibla, so for all purposes he's a Muslim. But if that person, after making his salat towards the Qibla, then if he has to say that I do not believe in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's finality, that he was not the final prophet, or if he thereafter puts a cross around his neck and goes to a church to pray and says, but I also pray towards the Qibla, or if he utters or blurts out certain statements of kufr, then just because he made his namaz towards the Qibla, we are not going to say that this person is a Muslim. Nevertheless, what I was discussing is that all of us, we make our namaz towards the Qibla. We all have one Qibla. We must face the Qibla and make our salat. But that salat Qibla, only at certain times we have to face. When we are making our farz, sunnat, wajib, witr, namazes, then we have to face the Kaaba Sharif, or in the direction of the Kaaba Sharif, and make our salat. Whether the person is in the east or the west, north or south, China or America, he has to face the Kaaba Sharif. But for our roza purposes, we don't have to face the Kaaba Sharif and make niyat. Up till now, we haven't heard of a masla like that, that your roza will not be valid unless you face the Kaaba Sharif and make niyat that I'm fasting today. We haven't heard that for that fast to be valid, when you are making your iftar, you must face towards the Kaaba Sharif and make iftar. And we haven't heard that during that fast, you must remain facing the Kaaba Sharif. Otherwise we would have had to close the businesses and sit one way in the direction of the Kaaba Sharif from dawn till sunset. So for the fasting, we don't have to face the Qibla. For our zakat, we haven't heard up till now anybody coming up with a masla, that if you want to give zakat, for it to be valid, then first you must determine the direction of the Kaaba Sharif, and then face the direction of the Kaaba Sharif and distribute your zakat. We haven't heard that if you are traveling for Hajj, then you must make sure that the plane is always in the direction of the Kaaba Sharif. And when you are there also, everything must be in the direction of the Kaaba Sharif. Then only your Hajj will be valid. So for all these ibadat, it is not necessary to face the Qibla. You face the Qibla for your salat. However, just as this is the Qibla for namaz, there is a Qibla for the life of a Muslim. There is a Kaaba for the life of a Muslim. There is a direction for the life of the Muslim. 24 hours of his day, Qibla. Qibla for his business, Qibla for his wedding, marriages, Qibla for his walimas, Qibla for his bringing up of the children, Qibla for his education, Qibla for his politics, economics, Qibla for his social life, Qibla for every aspect of his life. And that is Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the Qibla of the life of a Muslim. The life of a Muslim must be in that direction. Any other direction you go, then it is not going to be accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's only one Qibla for the Muslim as with regards to all aspects of his life, and that is Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in his deen and in his sharia, I have explained many a times that there is great flexibility. It accommodates the conditions of all ages and times. It is not difficult, it is not hard. All our misunderstandings, it is due to our lack of knowledge and education. That we believe that if we are going to make him the Qibla of our life, then we will have to live in a 2x2 room, then we will have to give away everything, we cannot even keep one coin in our home. We will only be allowed to wear just one set of clothes, and we must only eat one or two items of food. Now all those things, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not impose upon the ummah. He didn't impose upon the ummah, otherwise the Quran Sharif would not have discussed ayats of zakat. Zakat only becomes farz when a person has got a certain amount in his possession. So that would not have been discussed in the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not have detailed so much of masail. He would have just mentioned one thing, that for a Muslim, he must follow my way of life, so therefore he must not keep anything at home. I've explained many times that, but because we get new audience many on different occasions, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose that for himself. But for weak ones like us, he left the Shariat. The Shariat accommodates all types of people and all temperaments. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajmain, when they went to Syria, then the living conditions improved. There's no time to go into detail aspects there, but what I want to get across to you is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught the ummah a dua, that you make this dua with your wuzu. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. You're asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of sins and a spacious home. Now why must Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teach the ummah that you must ask for a spacious home and wuzu time? 5 times a day we're making wuzu. Because he knew that the ummah will require more rooms. If the person is single, he can live in one room. If he gets married, then he will require more rooms for his visitors, for his children, for his in-laws, for different people that will be visiting him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not restrict us. All he said is that don't go towards haram, don't make israf, don't be extravagant. Nevertheless, what I was getting across to you is this, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the direction. We have to find out from him that how must we practice on Sharia. He will teach us. So anything that comes connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is full of noor and full of barakat. Any person who cuts himself off from this connection with Madina Sharif and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then he is going to bring misery in his life. Take any family, take any society, where they move away from Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam's teachings, then there is nothing but problems in that home, in that family, in that society. There must be. Because it is the only way that will bring rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the way of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. His beautiful teachings are nothing but rahmat. Wo nabiyon mein rahmat laqab paane wala murade gareebon ki barlane wala. Wo nabiyon mein rahmat laqab paane wala murade gareebon ki barlane wala. Musibat mein ghairon ke kaam aane wala wo apne paraye ka gham khane wala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmat. He got this title rahmatul lil alamin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala says wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. For all the worlds is rahmat. So the more closer we are going to go to him and bring his teachings in our lives, we will get rahmat in our homes. We will get rahmat and mercy and blessings in our lives. Our children will be rahmat. Our wives will be rahmat. Our parents will be rahmat. Our families will be rahmat. Everybody will become rahmat if we adopt the way of life of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I just explained to you that it does not mean that in our times we cannot adopt that lifestyle. It does not mean that if he did not travel in an aeroplane or a jet, so it is haram now to travel. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his time, he traveled on a mule, he traveled on a horse, he traveled on a camel. Meaning that in your time, whatever transport is available, you can make use of it. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam's lifestyle is nothing but rahmat. If we are going to bring that into our lives. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there are two aspects to his life. One is Muhammad bin Abdullah. Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But until he was Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, nobody had any problem. The kuffar respected him, the mushrikeen respected him. In fact, they brought their things for safekeeping to him. They called him Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, everything. But when his life of Rasulullah begins, that is where all the problem arises. Because now the person has to do something. The person has to practice. The person has to make amal. just singing the praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not sufficient. When we say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the Rasul of Allah, then it means that we have to accept everything that he brought from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made him nothing but nur in every aspect of his life. In other words, his teachings were full of light and nur. Allah ta'ala declares in the Quran Sharif, Allahu nuru samawati wal ardh. Allah is the nur of the heavens and the earth. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with regards to his creation, it was the first thing that he created, that is the nur of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, awwal, the first thing, ma khalaqa Allahu nuri, my nur was the first thing that Allah ta'ala created. To understand Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, it is impossible. We cannot understand, we cannot gain the ma'rifat and understanding of who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. We have to ask him, only he knows what he was. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him such a status, such a position, that no Nabi of the past was given that position. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, the Mufassirin have written the story of Mi'raj, everyone knows, that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam told him, go back to Allah ta'ala and tell him to reduce it from 50 salat. 50 salat was made first. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam told him, go back to Allah ta'ala. He was on the sixth heaven and he met him there. Coming back, he said, go and ask Allah ta'ala to reduce it. So Allah ta'ala reduced it by 5. When he came back, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam again asked him what happened. He says, Allah ta'ala reduced it by 5, made it 45. He says, go and tell Allah ta'ala to reduce that even further, because my ummat couldn't even make one salat. So he goes backwards and forwards. Hazrat Mufassirin have written that besides the other reasons, one of the reasons that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was stopping him and talking to him and sending him again to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was that he had desired to see Allah ta'ala with his naked eyes, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed him that you cannot see me with your eyes. With your naked eyes in this world you cannot see me. But look at that mountain there, I will cast my tajalli there. And if you are able to see that, then you will be able to see me. But just a little tajalli on that mountains, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam fell down unconscious. فَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَائِقًا. He fell down unconscious. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam could not see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the Mufassirin have mentioned that when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went for Mi'raj, then he saw Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam felt that if I could not see Allah with my eyes, then at least I am seeing the one who has seen Allah ta'ala with his eyes and is coming back. That tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw, we went so close. فَقَابَ قَوْسَيْنَ وَأَدْنَى. So he says, if I cannot see with my eyes, at least I can see the one who just saw Allah ta'ala and came.
Unke rukh se naqaba chuthegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko, muskurane ki mohlat milegi.
And inshallah, if Allah ta'ala wills, and if we make some amal, and we make tawbah istighfar, and we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we beg of him, then in Jannat, Allah ta'ala will show himself to all his lovers. He will remove that curtain. But that is where he will give our eyes that istidad, that capacity, that to see. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he said that if I cannot see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, at least I can see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala gave him such a high position. If we have to talk on any aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot do justice. People have written volumes and volumes on one aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's life. And yet they cannot come to any conclusion. How can they? So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he made him the qibla of our lives. Anything that will become connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it will be full of nur, full of barakat. And it will get also that a status and a position in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Now look at time. Different times, right from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the world is carrying on, or long before that. And we do not know up till when it will continue. So there are different times. People have lived in different ages, different times. But the time that got connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became the best of times. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his 63 years of life, from the time of his birth until he passed away from this world, because we believe in Hayatun Nabi, that he is alive. Allah Ta'ala has given him a special form of life. But from this earth, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when he took him away, at that time he was 63 years of age. So those 63 years which got connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Khairul Qurun Qarni, my time is the best time. And again, some have said that if you look at the word Qarni, Qaf, so if you look at the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the four Khulafas, Qarn, Siddiq, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Qaf of Siddiq, Ra, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, Noon, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an, and Ya, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. So Qarni, my time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the best. So the time that got connected with him became the best of times. If you look at the city, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam city, Madina Sharif, it got connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So at one time it was called Yasrib. And there was a lot of sicknesses, diseases and illness and everything in Madina Sharif. People did not want to go to Madina Sharif. They did not like Madina Sharif. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came over to Madina Sharif, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam left Makkah Sharif, everything in Makkah Sharif went dark. He was the light of Makkah Sharif at that time. When he left Makkah Sharif, he says everything. Falamma kharaja an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam min Makkah, when he left Makkah Sharif, azlama minha kullu shay. Everything went dark. He made everything dark. And when he entered Madina Sharif, everything came bright and lit up. It was as light came way to Madina Sharif. Everything full of light, nothing but light. The hearts were lit up. Everything was pleasant, and those sicknesses and diseases disappeared from Madina Sharif, and it became Madina Sharif. And people got such love for that place and for that city that from all parts of the world now people want to go to Madina Sharif. Just that connection with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Madina Sharif gained such status and such position that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no, it was his dua that, O Allah, give me shahadat in your path and let my death be in Madina Sharif. Hazrat Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, he would not leave Madina Sharif even for nafil hajj after that, fearing that his death could come on the way, because he wanted to die in Madina Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that piece of ground on which his body mubarak lies, it became the best of all pieces of ground. Even greater than the arsh is its status. One sahabi, I mentioned this in many of my talks when we discuss Madina Sharif, but it just came to mind. Hazrat Ubaidullah At-Tabi radiallahu ta'ala an, say on one occasion, or he was a tabi, he came to Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam Rauza Mubarak. And when he came there, he recited the verse of the Quran Sharif.
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا.
Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that when a person has transgressed, when he has done injustice upon his own soul, because when a person is committing sins, he is doing no injustice to anyone else except himself. He is harming himself. So when he has done injustice to himself by committing sins, then if they come to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they seek forgiveness for their sins first, they seek forgiveness too. And you too, O Rasul of Allah, you too seek forgiveness on their behalf. You intercede on their behalf. then you will find Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala oft forgiving, very merciful. That is the gist of that ayat. So he recited this by the roza, by the qabr of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, after that he said, he cried, he teared. And then he said, I have come here, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the same purpose. And then he said, Nafsil fida'u li qabrin anta sakinuhu. فِيهِ الْعَفَافُ وَفِيهِ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ نَفْسِ الْفِدَاءُ لِقَبْرٍ أَنْتَ سَاكِنُهُ فِيهِ الْعَفَافُ وَفِيهِ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what lies buried in this grave? It's not a body that is there. He says, may my soul be sacrificed over that grave in which there is nothing but virtue. فِيهِ الْعَفَافُ وَفِيهِ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ Virtue, generosity, kindness, karam. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went away from this world, then what went from this world? When we are there, we must ponder over these things, that what lies there in that roza? It's not just any ordinary human being that is there. The angels come and make salam there. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's rahmat is descending there 24 hours. Great connection that he had with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is still remains. And we must not picture Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sleeping like some other dead person sleeps. We must not picture his grave of that in that manner. Allah ta'ala has given him a special form of hayat. The salams of the people from all over the world are being conveyed to him. The angels are conveying it. And when people are reading it, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is replying to it personally. And so many incidents have taken place. Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai rahmatullah alayhi, that great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who was a contemporary of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, he says, "Fi halatil bu'di ruhi kuntu ursiluha." When I was far away, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, I used to send my soul to come and make salam to you. But now that my body is present here, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, extend your hands so that I may shake your hands and kiss your hands. 90,000 people cannot be speaking lies. It is recorded very, very authentically, and 90,000 people were in that masjid at that time, and the noor that shone, because there was no gate and cage around there at that time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hand emerged. People fell down unconscious. Read the books of history. 90,000 people, it is not a joke, approximately, who were there at that time. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the rahmat that is in there, he says, فِيهِ الْعَفَافُ وَفِيهِ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ In there lies virtue, in there lies generosity. That means all the sifats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, generosity, kindness, honesty, sincerity, truthfulness, charity, humility, anything that you can think of in the line of a virtue, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam possessed it. And of the highest level, all the virtues of the Nabis of the past, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, in one person it was there. Now, can you imagine what is in there? Therefore, he says, "Nafsil fida'u li qabrin anta sakinuhu, fihi al-afafu wa fihi al-judu wal-karamu." And then he says, "Anta shafi'u alladhi turja shafa'atuhu, anta shafi'u alladhi turja shafa'atuhu." عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ إِذَا مَا زَلَّتِ الْقَدَمُ Ha, you are that Nabi of Allah on whom we have hope that on Pul Sirat, where so many feet will slip into the fire of Jahannam, because Pul Sirat we have to practice here. Following the Sharia, that's the Pul Sirat here. If the person follows the Sharia properly here, stays away from haram, takes the pain on his heart but stays away from haram and follows whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has commanded, then it will be easy for him to cross the Pul Sirat. So he says, you are that Nabi on whom we have great hope that when feet will slip, you will make shafaat for us. You will intercede on our behalf because we are sinners. إِذَا مَا زَلَّتِ الْقَدَمُ وَصَاحِبَاكَ لَا تَنْسَاهُمَا لَا أَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا مني السلام عليكم ما جرى القلم. And as far as your two companions are concerned, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Umar radiallahu ta'ala who lie here with you, I cannot forget them for at all until the pens will write, may salam be upon you. So that same Madina Sharif now became full of virtue because it got connected with Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The connection was built up with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. We can go on like that with everything that you can think of that got connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. It got such status that nothing in the world got that status. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he arrived at Madina Sharif, then every sahabi, it was his heartfelt desire that he must be my guest. I must be the host. He must be my guest. Allah Ta'ala put such love of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into the hearts of those Ansars. So now Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam knew that if he is going to say, I want to go here or I want to go there, then there will be a little bit of ill feeling. So he said, wherever my camel stops, that is where I will go. So his camel stopped at the house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. Now Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala became connected with Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam as the first host of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam in Madina Sharif. Now look at his status and position. That up till now we know who was the first host of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Madina Sharif. When our grandfathers came here from India, does anybody remember or know who was the first one to host them? We don't even know our grandfathers' names. Many of us don't even know our grandfathers' names. What was their name? But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, little children know his name, his father's name, his grandfather's name, his great-grandfather's name. They know his mother's name. They know his wife's names. They know his children's names. Because all of them were connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If only we understand who Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was. And if we can build up that muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that muhabbat comes by following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, not by just singing his praises. When we follow Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then that muhabbat, that is a sign of that muhabbat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he loved us very dearly. Every way he is cheering for us. How much of his blood was shed for us. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he enters Madina Sharif, is nothing but Noor. And now all that sicknesses and diseases which were there at that time, those diseases all disappeared. And now the person looks forward to going to Madina Sharif. Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Meri nazro mein tum ho bade muhtaram. Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, A gaya saamne rauza-e muhtaram. A gaya saamne rauza-e muhtaram. Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. That Rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now came way before my very eyes, that green dome for which the hearts were longing. Jiski ziyarat ko ya rab taraste the hum. We were thirsty for seeing that gumbad. But brothers, when we arrive there, what is our condition we only know. That from here we will sing the praises of the Green Dome and of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we are in Madina Sharif, we will do everything that hurts and disturbs Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will not be concerned that what injury and pain we are causing to him. We will put the shaving blade over our cheeks right there in Madina Sharif and then stand at the Rosa and read Salam. Our pants will be flowing beneath our ankles. In our rooms, the television will be on, watching all the filth. Even in Madina Sharif, sometimes it's a boxing match, sometimes it's a wrestling match, and sometimes one of those Western films or Eastern films. Go and see what is being seen there. And if that was not enough, then last year they had a concert where 30,000 people sang away the whole night and danced away the whole night, and there was music blaring there, right near the Rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when those new hotels were being opened. And this is not a fairy tale. 30,000 people, it was broadcast over the radio, and it was also shown on the television of Saudi Arabia. And if that was not enough, then now we have got some other festival that's coming. Allah Ta'ala only knows what festival that is, what appeared recently in some paper. So So if that is our love for Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it is very, very sad. We are causing Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam great injury and pain. And that is not befitting a Muslim. If we can't make ibadat, we can't read a lot of Durud Sharif, we can't do very much, then sleep there. And go and read the namaz there. But stay away from haram and stay away from sins. And now it is a new trend. Take all the young boys and girls and go to Madinah Sharif. Have a good feast, a good party, a good concert, and enjoy yourselves and indulge in all kinds of haram even there. What we are hearing about. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he dearly loved us and he still loves us. But we have to build up that love in our hearts and make ittiba. So anything that became connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everything became precious, valuable. Whoever became connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala gave him respect and honor even in this world. The awliya, what is it that makes us respect them? Do they have 3 ears? Do they have 4 hands? 6 feet? Nothing. They are just like us. But they have ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in their lives. The sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them also that same respect. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, all these karamats that we talk about, how did those karamats come about? It was nothing but ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So there's so much that we can speak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, but we will not be able to do justice to even one aspect. I was thinking of speaking about his akhlaq and muasharat and other things, but I know after a long day, we South Africans are very weak. We can't sit for longer than 1 hour. The program must be within plus minus 1 hour. I am just weak as that too. So what I am expressing is this, that alhamdulillah, in the name of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have all gathered, which is a clear sign and indication that the love of Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is there in our hearts. If there was no love of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we would not have gathered. Although it is not compulsory, it's not farz, it's not wajib that you must have a program on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. In fact, if you consider it as farz and wajib and compulsory, then it becomes a bidat. If a person considers it as farz, because in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't gather everybody on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal and give waz. But if brothers have got together to think of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, his muamlat, his muasharat, without considering it as farz and wajib, then it is good. It is an indication that there is love there. But there's a lot of ash over that spark. There's a lot of ash. It must be removed. And inshallah that flame will again rise high. So this is a good sign that we have to some extent the love of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But to find out what does Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam expect of us in our lives. We are at present becoming a barrier for people entering into the fold of Islam. Our dealings with people, it is a barrier. At one time, if he was a Muslim, he didn't require anything in writing. He said he's a Muslim, his word is better than the written word. His word was better than what was written. And now even if it is written, the person has a doubt. How far we have gone from the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Even in Tawheed, we have to remember that without Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even the Tawheed is not accepted. The oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah ta'ala, the marifat of Allah, the yaqeen of Allah, all these things are based on the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Who else made us recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Gar na salli ala ho zuban par, kya asar hoga aho fugha mein, sharte tauhid kamil yehi hai, aapka ishq ho qalb o jaan mein. Ya Rasulullah sahab, your ishq must be in our hearts. Then that is the condition of Tawheed Kamil. Without that, even the Tawheed is not Kamil. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and give the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the tawfiq to not only sing praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but to bring his teachings into our lives, to become practical in our actions. And when that will come, then Islam will spread without much speeches. At present, all our speeches, they fall on deaf ears because we are not practical. We will read one Naat Sharif, Salam on Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then make dua, inshallah. There are so many things we can discuss, and at present, if in my mind there are so many incidents which are coming, there are so many things that I want to share with you, but I know that it's not going to be something that we will be able to do justice to, because we can go on and on the whole night. What little we hear, let us try and make amal on that. That if we get connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we'll find rahmat in our homes, rahmat in our businesses, rahmat in everything. And the more we distance ourselves from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing but problems we are going to have. Nothing but problems. Disputes, arguments, fights, quarrels. It will just carry on and on until we will die and leave this world.
Jiski har har ada wajibul ehtiram, us pe lakho durood, us pe lakho salam. Jiski har har ada wajibul ehtiram, us pe lakho durood, us pe lakho salam. Amina ka wo pyara wo durre yateem, Amina ka wo pyara wo durre yateem, sabki aankhon ka tara wo zaate kareem. Amina ka wo pyara wo durre yateem, sabki aankhon ka tara wo zaate kareem. Bekaso ka sahara wo lutfe ameem, jaano dil maah para wo khulq-e azim. Jiski har har ada wajibul ihtiram, us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam. Us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam. Us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam. Jiski aamad se fasle bahar aa gayi, rahmat-e haq bhi phir mushk bar aa gayi. Jiski aamad se fasle bahar aa gayi, rahmat-e haq bhi phir mushk bar aa gayi. Char so noor hi noor barsa gayi, gham ki mari thi dunya sukoon pa gayi. Zindagi bhar pilaya muhabbat ka jam, us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam. Us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam. Us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam. Karwaan gum tha tareek aur raat thi, khaufnaak ek jangal tha barsaat thi. Sari duniya thi kya bahre zulmat thi, badhawasi thi bigdi hui baat thi. Aa gaya zulmate shab mein maahe tamam, us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam. Us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam. Us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam. Jahiliyat mein aurat thi ek janwar, thokare khati phirti thi wo dar badar. Jahiliyat mein aurat thi ek janwar, thokare khati phirti thi wo dar badar. Ah manzil se apni thi wo bekhabar, koi uska na tha shamati besahar. Ah, manzil se apni thi wo bekhabar. Koi uska na tha, shamati besahar. Auraton ko diya hurriyat ka maqam. Us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salaam. Us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salaam. Us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salaam. Aamina ka wo pyara, wo dur-e-yateem. Bekaso ka sahara, wo lutf-e-ameem. Sabki aankho ka tara, wo zaat-e-kareem. Jaan o dil maah paara, wo khulq-e-azeem. Jiski har har ada wajibul ehtiram. Us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salaam. Us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salaam. Us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salaam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Zunub Khuda. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Zulamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, in the month of Rabiul Awwal, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into this world. Oh my beloved Allah, we did not appreciate the teachings of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have distanced ourselves from the sunnats of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have distanced ourselves from the teachings of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, the more we have distanced ourselves from him, the more we are suffering all kinds of problems in this world. But oh Allah, tonight we are seeking forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Oh Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Oh my beloved Allah, we have committed so much of sins. We have got mountains of sins and oceans of sins. But oh Allah, you gave man the intelligence to make dynamite sticks. Oh Allah, if dynamite stick can blow up huge mountains, what is it difficult for you to blow up the mountains of sins that we are presenting before you? Oh my beloved Allah, you are merciful, you are kind, you are forgiving. Hey Allah, tu Rahim hai, tu Kareem hai, tu Sattar hai, tu Ghaffar hai, tu maaf karne wala Allah hai, tu bakshne wala Allah hai. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, when sinners turn towards you and seek repent forgiveness, then you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day and night and seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, these begging bowls which our hands we are extending before you, we are not extending them before any human being. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive all the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we know that for the moment we get forgiveness, then life will become easy and pleasant on this earth. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Oh Allah, what a great ni'mat you gave to us, the eyes. And we use them, oh Allah, for everything that is haram. Hey, mere pyare khuda, those who are blind, they cannot see the parents. They cannot see their children. They cannot see the colors of the rainbow. Oh Allah, they cannot drive on the streets. Oh Allah, how much of difficulty they have. Oh Allah,
but you blessed us with this great ni'mat which we are using to watch the filth on the television screens. Ya Allah, we are watching all the haram on the streets and bazaars and markets. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us the tawfiq to use our eyes where it should be used. Ya Allah, the sins of our ears, forgive them. The sins of our tongues, forgive them. Ya Allah, we have committed so much of sins with our tongues. Ya Allah, we have made so much of ghibat. Ya Allah, we have committed so much of sin. We have taken false oaths and qasams. Ya Allah, we have cheated so much with our tongues. Ya Allah, we have spoken so much of haram with our tongues. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our tongues. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our hands. Oh Allah, so much things we have touched with our hands which were haram for us to touch. So many places we walked with our feet where it was haram for us to walk. Ya Allah, in the hospitals there are so many people. Their bodies are attached to all kinds of tubes. Ey Allah, when we look at them, we still don't take ibrat. Ey very Allah, you have given us health. We make use of the water provided by you. We make use of the clothing provided by you. We make use of the shelter provided by you. We make use of all the food that is given by you. Ya Allah, we make use of the intelligence and all the faculties that you have provided. Oh Allah, just to disobey you. Ey Allah, tera hi khana kha karke, teri hi ne'mate istemal karke, ey Allah, teri hi nafarmani hum karte hai. Ey Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai. Ya Allah, how namak haram we are. How disobedient we are. Ya Allah, how ungrateful we are. That we are using all your ne'mat against you and against our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. We are extending our hands before you. And we know that you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum gunegar hai, hum napak hai, hum najas hai, lekin mere khuda, tu to paak karne wala khuda hai. Agar tu ne maaf nahi kiya to tu bata ke phir hum gande kaha jaye. Oh Allah, if you going to turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us, Ya Allah, then you tell us, where can we go? There is no other house for us. There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no one else for us towards whom we can turn. Oh Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. Lekin mere pyare Allah, agar tu ne teri nazre rahmat pher li, to tu bata ke phir hum kahan jaye. If you turn away your glance of rahmat, who is there for us? There is no one for us besides you. If you are ours, then everything is ours. Then our homes will give us comfort. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses, they will be barakat. And if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. We will have plentiful, but there will be no peace. There will be no satisfaction. There will be no contentment. There will be nothing but misery in our lives. Ey mere pyare khuda, if you are ours, then everything is ours. The kingdoms are ours. And if you are not ours, nothing is ours. Agar ek to nahi mera, to koi she nahi meri. Agar ek to nahi mera, to koi she nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. Ey mere Allah, hamara ban ja. Oh Allah, become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. We want to become your walis and friends. But oh Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste the enjoyment of being your wali and friend. Ey Allah, nafs and shaitan want to take us to all the haram, so that we stay distanced from you, so that our hearts may remain restless under all conditions. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the interest of our lives. Ey Allah, the sahaba kiram were also human beings. Ya Allah, but the interest of their lives after they accepted Islam totally changed. Ey Allah, unko jihad ka shauk ho gaya. Ya Allah, they began to enjoy tilawat of the Quran. They began to enjoy jihad in your path. Oh Allah, they began to enjoy zikrullah. Oh Allah, they began to enjoy the service of mankind. Ya Allah, they began to enjoy the fulfillment of all your ahkam. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to clean and purify our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice. Our hearts are filled with greed. Our hearts are filled with pride. Our hearts are filled with arrogance. Oh Allah, our hearts are filled with jealousy and envy. Ey Allah, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. Ey Allah, we have made our hearts into trash bins. Ey mere pyare khuda, you do not come into dirty, filthy hearts. We know that you do not come into dirty, filthy hearts. Therefore, we are asking you for purification of these hearts. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram who were at one time kuffar and mushrikeen, they were Yahud and Nasara, or they were munafiqeen. But when you blessed them with Iman and Islam, Then they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Oh Allah, you became pleased with them and they became pleased with you. Ya Allah, become pleased with us. Oh Allah, and make us pleased with you. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill all the ahkam. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless each and every one of us with long life. Bless us with good health. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, we know that physical ailments sometimes are a rahmat. But oh Allah, we are too weak to bear that rahmat. Change our physical illness into good health. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. Bless us with long life. Bless each and every one who is here with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless the entire ummah with your rahmat and maghfirat. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of the Quran. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of service to mankind. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, the rights of our wives and children, the rights of our brothers and sisters, the rights of the entire creation of yours. Ey mere pyare Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, we have to leave this world and come to you. There is no way that we are going to remain here forever and ever. We have carried janazas on our shoulders. We have lowered so many into the graves. Ya Allah, we have attended so much of janaza salats. But oh Allah, still the realization does not come that we have to leave this world one day. Ey Allah, ab to hame ehsas ata farma. Ya Allah, give us the realization that the angel of death is following us. One day he is going to strike. Ya Allah, when we do not know where he is going to strike, we do not know how he is going to strike, then how can we be in haram places? Oh my beloved Allah, don't let our death be in any disco. Don't let our death be any cinema and theater or haram place. Ya Allah, don't let our death come in prostitution. Oh Allah, do not let our death come in some prostitute quarters. Don't let our death come in watching some filthy film or reading some filthy literature. Ya Allah, suddenly people are leaving this world. Every day we are hearing of people leaving this world suddenly. Ey Allah, no more by ones and twos. Now they are leaving by thousands all over the world. Ey Allah, earthquakes are taking away so many. Flood waters are taking away so many. Accidents are taking away so many. Shootings and killings and murders are taking away so many. So many left their homes in the mornings never to return again. Ey Allah, we do not know whether we will see the next day. And yet we are leading a life of complete indifference to your ahkam. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak occasion, oh my Allah, give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah from our sins. Ya Allah, give us the understanding that we are going to return to you. Ya Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye, to hamara khatima iman ke upar farma. Take us away from this world in a state that you are pleased with us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, show us some tajalli of yours that we come dancing towards you, that our soul comes dancing towards you, oh Allah. Do not let us leave this world in a state that our hearts are attached to this world. Oh my Allah, bless us with the best of this world. Give us the ni'mats of this world. Do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world. Provide for us from sources unexpected. Provide for us halal risk and sustenance. There is no shortage of halal, oh my Allah, in your treasures. Why should we go towards fraud? Why should we go towards gambling? Why should we go towards haram? Ya Allah, jab ke tere khazane mein koi kabhi nahi hai. Ya Allah, provide for us halal risk and sustenance extremely easily, oh my Allah. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal and get them out of their financial difficulties. Those who have got economic problems, get them out of their economic problems. Oh my Allah, those who have got problems with their children, make their children obedient to you and obedient to their parents. Ya Allah, those who are on drugs and drink and wine and women, ey mere Allah, sabko hidayat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, give us the realization that death can come suddenly. We have got no guarantee that those drugs, we will be able to even wash it down. Ey mere Allah, so many people have had the bottle in their hand and they've left this world. Oh Allah, so many people were sleeping in hotel rooms committing zina and they left this world. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, hamare haal par raham farmale. Ya Allah, unite the entire Muslim ummah. Unite the parents and children. Unite the brothers and sisters. Unite all the families. Unite the societies. And unite the entire Muslim ummah. Ey mere pyare khuda, remove the dark clouds which are hanging above us in this country. Ey Allah, remove the dark clouds which are hanging above us. Ya Allah, all the different kinds of fitnas which are coming, protect us.
protect our parents, protect our wives and children, protect the entire ummah from the fitnas. Ey mere Allah, we are being lashed by fitnas from all sides. Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us, fitnas from behind us, fitnas from the satellite. Oh Allah, fitnas from beneath us. Oh my Allah, we are getting caught in all the webs and we are getting caught in all the nets. Ey mere Allah, hamari madad farma, hamari nusrat farma. Ab to Madina Sharif bhi mehfooz nahi raha. Even in Madina Sharif, we are causing so much of injury and pain to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with our indulgence in all kinds of haram. Allah, give hidayat to that government to remove all the evil from that Mubarak city and from the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, give them hidayat to remove all the evil from that Mubarak city. Allah, give them the hidayat to remove all the filth from Makkah Mukarrama. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain from all fitnas. Ey Allah, Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how much of hurt and injury it must be causing to him when he is informed of the condition of his ummah, that ummah for whom he teared, that ummah for whom he shed so much of tears, that his kurta used to get wet with his tears, his ihram got wet with his tears, that Nabi of Allah whose musalla used to get wet with his tears for the sake of the ummah, how much of tears were shed. Ya Allah, his blood oozed in Taif. He was stoned to such an extent that his shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. Oh Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was stoned in Uhud. He fell down unconscious. On so many other occasions, stones were thrown at him. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, thorns were placed in his path. Oh Allah, dirt was thrown on him from balcony tops. Hey Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went into sajda, intestines of animals were placed on his back. His little daughter used to say, oh my dear father, why are they doing this to you? Ya Allah, he was sinless, he was masoom, but how much of trials and tribulations he went through, how much of difficulties he withstood for the sake of the ummah. Ya Allah, that Nabi who stood whole night in prayer until his feet swelled, he who prayed the whole night for the ummah. Ya Allah, today when he is informed that same ummah, this is the appreciation that they have shown for you and for your tears and for your blood, that they are in all the filthy places, they are in the cinemas and in the theatres, they are in the gambling dens, they are in fraud, they are in zina, they are in adultery and fornication, they are in all kinds of sin and vice. Ey Allah, ab to habare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, remove all these difficulties of ours. Ya Allah, take us out from our filthy lifestyles. Ya Allah, put Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so much of love into our hearts that it becomes easy for us to follow him in every aspect of his life. Ya Allah, put so much of your love that it becomes easy for us to fulfill all your ahkam. Ya Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Ya Allah, ikhlas ki daulat se mala mal farma. Ya Allah, dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Oh my beloved Allah, whosoever is doing work that is of deen, oh Allah, accept all the services that they are rendering. Give us ikhlas and sincerity in our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us cure. Ya Allah, those who are ill, give them cure. Whether our brothers and sisters, parents, whoever has passed away, Ya Allah, forgive them, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And when our time comes, take us away with Iman. Ya Allah, jab hamara jaane ka waqt aaye, to hamara khatima Iman ke upar farma. Ey Allah, ghusl-e mayyit se pehle pehle ghusl-e tawbah ki taufeeq de. Ya Allah, before the water of janaza is poured over our bodies, Ey Allah, before the ghusl of mayyit is given to us, Ya Allah, before our dead bodies, water is poured over us, give us the tawfiq to wash our hearts with the waters of tawbah. And Ya Allah, before the libas and the garment of kafan is tied onto our bodies, give us the tawfiq to put the libas and the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ey Allah, ghusl-e mayyit se pehle ghusl-e tawbah ki tawfiq de. Ey Allah, libas-e kafan se pehle hame libas-e taqwa ki tawfiq de. Ya Allah, Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much of duas he made for us. Ya Allah, so much of duas he made for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on that occasion, after kissing the Hajr-e Aswad, the duas that he made, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko chum karke jo bhaga tha, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ne mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, mere pyare پیارے نبی نے میزان رحمت میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا، میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا، اینڈ وٹ ایور مائی نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام آسکڈ ایٹ دی ملتزم، فار ہاؤ لانگ ہی اٹیچڈ ہمسیلف ایٹ دی ملتزم، سو مچ آف ٹیئرز ہی شیڈ ایٹ دی ملتزم، یا اللہ آل دی دعاز آف گڈنس دیٹ ہی میڈ فار اس ایٹ دی ملتزم، اینڈ دی دعاز دیٹ ہی میڈ بیہائنڈ مقام ابراہیم، اینڈ دی دعاز آفٹر ڈرنکنگ زمزم، اینڈ دی دعاز آن صفا اینڈ مروہ، اینڈ دی دعاز ایٹ مینا، اینڈ اسپیشلی ایٹ عرفات، فرام ظہر ٹل مغرب دیٹ سینلس نبی، دیٹ معصوم نبی اسٹریچڈ ہز ہینڈز، اے اللہ کتنا مانگا کتنا مانگا، ہاؤ مچ ہی آسک فار اس، یا اللہ بلیس اس ود دیٹ گڈنس دیٹ ہی آسک، اینڈ او اللہ bless our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah with that goodness, and from all the fitnas and all the corruption and all the mischief, especially the fitna of Dajjal that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection from, ya Allah, and from the fitnas within our homes, the fitnas in our lives, the fitnas in our bazaars, the fitnas in our businesses, ya Allah, all the duas of protection that he made from these fitnas, ya Allah, protect us, protect our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ay Allah, tu hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le, ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا زمین میری، کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں، oh Allah, if somebody has to ask me, what am I asking? Ya Allah, I'm asking that you become mine and I become yours. Hey Allah, because if you become ours, then everything is ours. Hey Allah, do not bring about any embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace upon us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat, and especially in front of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, if he has to hold our garment and ask us a simple question, that when my deen was leaving your home, my deen was leaving your lives, my deen was leaving your bazaars and marketplaces, my deen had left your businesses, my deen had left your children, at that time not even a frown came on your forehead. Ya Allah, how are we going to answer him? Ya Allah, give us the realization, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, hame haqeeqat naseeb farma.
ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله